Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, so if you're anything like me, you're probably wondering just what exactly are your kids or students reading about in The Juice today? So we're doing this quick deep dive into some of the stories just to give you a little context and maybe even, you know, some ideas to talk about with the kids later on.
Yeah, we've got kind of a mix of things today. Woolly Mammoths, Air Travel Safety, a really cool story about a new astronaut. We've got a quote from Shaquille O'Neal. There's a cybersecurity issue and then a pretty big winter storm. So those are all covered in The Juice today.
Wow. That's a lot. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with those woolly mammoths, I guess. The Juice covers some new research where scientists combine mammoth DNA with mouse DNA, and they actually ended up with mice with thicker, longer fur. It's like a step towards, you know, maybe bringing back extinct species.
Yeah, that's definitely something that'll capture a kid's attention. I mean, I find it interesting too.
Yeah, for sure, and it really does raise some interesting questions about, you know, like the ethics of bringing back these extinct species, like what the impact on the environment would be, and if it's even possible, you know. I think it's a good conversation starter with your kids.
Right. It definitely is. Okay, now shifting gears a bit, The Juice also talks about air travel safety.
Yes. And this is interesting because even though we've had a few, you know, high profile crashes recently, the data from the NTSB actually shows that air travel is safer than ever. Accidents have been declining, actually, pretty steadily over the past 4 years.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like those incidents always make headlines, but the overall trend is actually positive.
Exactly. And it could be a good way to, you know, to talk with your kids about how we look at risk. You know, like our perceptions of risk can be influenced by things other than just data sometimes.
For sure. Okay, and The Juice also highlights a pretty inspiring story about John McFall, who's going to be Europe's first para-astronaut. He's a Paralympian from Britain who he lost his leg in a motorcycle accident, and now he's been chosen for a mission to the International Space Station.
Wow. It's a remarkable story, really. I mean, the resilience and determination is just amazing. You know, I think it sends a powerful message about inclusivity and breaking down barriers, especially in a field like space exploration, which has, you know, kind of a reputation for being exclusive.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great opportunity, I think, to talk with kids about how important representation is and how people with different abilities can, you know, do incredible things. The Juice also has a quote today. It's a thought-provoking quote, and it's from Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, that's right. He said, "When you're righteous, you don't have to tell people that you're righteous." I mean, that's a pretty strong statement coming from Shaq.
Yeah, definitely want to think about it. It seems like a simple quote on the surface, but it could lead to some interesting conversations about, you know, humility, integrity, and letting our actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely. And now for something a little more serious. The Juice also covers a cybersecurity story about Chinese hackers for hire. Yeah, it sounds like a really big operation targeting all kinds of stuff in America, government agencies, news outlets, even religious organizations. I mean, it's a lot.
Wow. It's a good reminder that this cybersecurity thing is a real concern these days, especially with how much time kids spend online, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a good time to talk to them about online safety, you know, like how to keep their information safe and be, you know, responsible online.
Yeah, for sure. And last but not least, The Juice covers the impact of Winter Storm Lola.
Oh, yeah. This storm was a big one. It caused a lot of problems across the U.S. You know, we had blizzards, tornadoes, flooding, and even like an increased risk of wildfires in some places. It was a mess.
It's true. It's easy to forget, I think, you know, that severe weather can happen anywhere. So it's important to be prepared. I bet this story could lead to some good conversations with kids about different kinds of weather and how to stay safe during a storm.
Oh, definitely. Now, going back to that woolly mammoth story for a second, I think it's really interesting to think about what could happen if we actually do bring back an extinct species, you know, like what are the consequences?
Oh, you mean like what if it messes up the ecosystem or something?
Exactly. The Juice actually talks about this. You know, they mentioned some experts who think bringing back mammoths could, you know, like disrupt the balance of things or even hurt other species.
That makes sense. There's always a risk of like unintended consequences when we mess with nature, you know?
Yeah.
I remember reading about how they introduced some plant species to try and stop erosion, but it totally backfired and ended up hurting the native plants. It's a tough thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's something to think about with your kids, for sure. You know, how even when we try to do good, sometimes things don't go as planned. It's a lot to think about, for sure.
Oh.
But hopefully this gave you some things to, you know, think about and maybe some ideas for things to talk about with your kids or your students.
Exactly. The juice is great for starting those deeper conversations and getting those kids thinking critically. And most importantly, you know, it's about getting them curious and excited about the world around them.
That's what it's all about, you know, learning and exploring together.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.